Independence Day, better known as the 4th of July, always drives me back to one of my favorite movies, Gettysburg. It's the 148th anniversary of that event this year. Based on the novel The Killer Angels, Gettysburg focuses, in part, on General James Longstreet and his consistent battle with General Robert E. Lee in trying to move Lee away from an ill-considered frontal attack on entrenched Union positions. But Lee refuses to listen, and as the climax to the movie, we see the Confederate armies move fatally forward to utter defeat in Pickett's charge. The high water mark of the Confederacy is reached, even as the devastated army retreats toward Cemetery Ridge. At this point, Longstreet moves forward. He goes toward the Union Army. His aides are terribly distressed, thinking that he is about to do himself in. And it nearly happens. A shell explodes, and Longstreet is covered in debris. His aide, Thomas J. Gorey, or TJ, as he's called in the movie, fares worse. He's blown off his horse and nearly killed. But then he drags himself up, looks at the general. "How are you, TJ?" asks Longstreet. "I'm tolerable, sir," replies TJ. Tolerable. Not the ideal by any stretch. So how are things in your life? Are they tolerable? How are the profs for your summer classes? Tolerable. How's your roommate at Christ Academy? Tolerable. How's the food in the cafeteria? Tolerable. How's your new apartment? Tolerable. Tolerable. Anektos in Greek. Here in Matthew 11, the form is anektoteros, and it has the sense of something endured, something born or being bearable. So again, how's it going for you today? Tolerable? Merely tolerable is not what we want when it comes to this life. We want something more. We want at least good, better, excellent, and most of all, super. Until we read this morning's text, I tell you, it will be more bearable, anektoteros, on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, you will be exalted. Will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable, anektoteros, on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. I'm glad I'm not them, we say. Well, you are. Not me, we cry back. Surely Jesus doesn't mean me here. He means real sinners. Not me. Not me. The ones who really deserve punishment. Oh, it's you. It's you. For God's mighty works have been done in your presence, in your life. And yet, you're weak, and you stumble. At times, you doubt. You refuse to bear the cross. We all do. We all struggle to endure in the face of challenge and persecution. Thanks be to God that He is merciful, that Christ has come into this world to tolerate, better, to endure all things for weak, struggling, and sinful people like you and me. For anektos is a word rich in meaning. It is something endured. It points to a burden being carried. And here the work of Christ on our behalf comes to the forefront, because He is the one who has endured all things for us. His life was less than tolerable, according according to human standards. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But it was a life lived for a purpose. And that purpose was your restoration through his life, suffering, and death. As Philippians 2 captures it perfectly, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That death paid for all your failures and sins, with the promise attached to it that you are restored to God. As Paul continues, therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Because Christ has triumphed over sin, death, and hell, we can endure even in the midst of the challenges of this life. Another sense of the word anektos is supportable. Simply put, because Christ has carried your sins in mind to the cross and has restored us to God, he will support us throughout this sometimes less than tolerable life. His promise is certain and sure that even in the midst of the struggles of life, he is with us and he will never leave us or forsake us. We find such testimonies to the faithfulness of Christ to his people in the works of his faithful confessors, like Irenaeus, and also in the martyrs who gave their lives as a living witness to their hope in Christ. And rather amazingly, there is even a martyr named Tolerable. Anektos of Caesarea was a Christian martyr. He was beheaded by the sword for his confession of Christ during the persecution by the Roman Emperor Diocletian. Back on Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, T.J. Gorey and James Longstreet finished their conversation. Longstreet, looking across the battlefield toward Cemetery Ridge, where the Union Army is, sighs and says, "They ain't coming. Too bad." TJ looks over in the same direction and says, "Yes, sir, General." And then he continues, "I'll tell you plain, there are times when you worry me." "Well," replies Longstreet, TJ sums up as follows, "No good trying to get yourself killed, General. The Lord will come for you in his own good time." The Lord has come for you in his good time. In his incarnation, his perfect life, his atoning death, his glorious resurrection, his ascension, the fullness of his life and ministry for you. And now he continues to come for you in his word preached and administered. He has tolerated all things, borne them for you, so that you might be his own and live with him in his kingdom, in righteousness and purity forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.